So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we make a Superman movie.
That's the guy that's not a bird or a plane.
Well, most people aren't those things. This guy has a little bit more going on than that.
Nope.
Yes, he does. So, the movie starts on the planet Krypton.
Krypton, huh?
It's pronounced Krypton.
We'll see about that.
Okay, and so this guy, Jor-El, is gonna cast away these three bad guys into a very uncomfortable rectangle. Gonna be very weird for them to use the bathroom in there.
Oh, boy. I bet that's not the last we see of them.
Well, for this movie, it is, actually.
You start in the movie with sequel bait? I admire the confidence.
Thank you.
So Jor-El tells all the other tin foil suit people that the planet's gonna explode, but they're like, nah, probably not.
Uh-oh.
So Jor-El is like, okay, my wife and I will stay, but I'm gonna shoot my son Kal-El off into space.
Kal-El, no!
No, see, it's a good thing, because he's sending him to Earth, where he's gonna be super strong.
Oh, well, good.
So then Krypton is destroyed, which is horrible, but also kinda looks like a good time. Very nice lights and whatnot.
Nice.
So Kal-El gets picked up by this old farmer couple who raise him as Clark Kent.
Okay.
And they're trying to have him live a normal life amongst all the other 40-year-old teenagers.
What?
But he's special. He's strong and fast. Like, he can run. Well, I wouldn't call it running, but he can move as fast as a train.
Very exciting.
But one day, Pa Kent dies and Clark finds a green rock, so he decides it's time for him to leave. Oh, he's just gonna leave the mom all alone?
He is.
So he makes this elderly lady walk about 2 miles out into a field to tell her the bad news.
Kinda rude.
Well, he's gotta leave, because he's gotta go throw this green rock into some snow way up north.
Oh, how does he know that?
By knowing it. So a big structure made out of test tubes emerges, and the hologram of his deceased father is gonna talk to him.
And what's he gonna say?
Well, he's gonna tell him that he's in a fortress of solitude.
Fortress of solitude, huh? That's what I call my mansion.
Okay.
Yeah. Because despite the glimmering allure of riches, I find myself surrounded by opulence, yet feeling an unshakable and unfillable void within.
Unfillable void.
Unfillable voids are tight.
All right. So Clark heads up to space for a couple of years to learn how to be Superman.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so he comes back down to Earth, and he's no longer a 40-year-old teenager. He's a 39-year-old adult.
What?
So he takes his new facial structure to get a job at the Daily Planet, where he immediately falls in love with Lois Lane.
Oh, what's her deal?
She's a star reporter who can't spell words.
Okay.
Anyway, she gets in a helicopter, and Superman's gonna stop the aircraft from crashing, so that's pretty heroic.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And then later, he's gonna stop an aircraft from crashing, so that's pretty heroic.
Yeah, you already said that.
It happens again soon after.
These friggin' aircrafts can't air properly.
They cannot. So then he's gonna let Lois interview him.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and she's gonna tell him to look through her clothes and tell her what color her underwear are, and then he's gonna fly her around, and she's gonna write a little poem in her head and recite it to us.
What are you talking about?
And then he's gonna show up as Clark Kent, because they had a date scheduled.
Did he put himself in a love triangle where two of the people are him?
For some reason, yes.
And she can't tell that this is the same person twice.
Well, no, he's got glasses on as Clark Kent.
I don't think that would work. They wouldn't seem like two different people.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, that actually reminds me, my optometrist wants me to wear these.
Hey!
What?
Those look really frickin' good.
Thank you.
Anyway, now it's time to tell you about the bad guy of the movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, his name's Lex Luthor, and he's got a very evil plan in the works.
What's his plan?
Well, he wants to launch a missile to cause an earthquake to make a chunk of California fall into the ocean.
Why?
Because he owns the land right beside it, so suddenly he'd have a bunch of coastline real estate.
The land immediately next to a bunch of destruction and corpses.
Yes.
And so he finds out about Superman's existence and decides he needs to kill him.
How does he plan on doing that?
Well, he hears that Superman's from the planet Krypton, so he's like, well, we could assume that some debris also traveled to Earth and would be radioactive and deadly to him.
How could he possibly figure that out?
By making wild and borderline insane assumptions that turn out to be exactly right.
Wow.
So they change the coordinates on some missiles and the military shoots them off.
The military doesn't double check coordinates before launching missiles?
That's what we're going with.
So Lex lures Superman to his place and messes him up with some kryptonite.
Oh no.
Yeah, but then he leaves his girlfriend with Superman while he goes to watch the missile he launched at his girlfriend's mother.
Oh, I don't see how that could backfire in any way.
But then his plan backfires.
What?
Yeah, his girlfriend lets Superman free, but not before giving him a little kiss.
What? Why did she kiss him?
Well, she's like, I didn't think you would let me do that if you weren't incapacitated.
Yikes.
So now Superman has to stop 2 missiles, but that's impossible. He's not fast enough.
Oh.
Yeah, so the freaking earthquake happens, and he's gotta go underground to fix it.
I have no further questions about how that would work.
Good.
But then Lois dies, so Superman's sad and gives her a little kiss.
Are any of the kisses in the movie consensual or no?
Look, sir, are the majority of the kisses in this movie non-consensual? Sure. Is there a scene where a bunch of cops surround an unconscious woman and talk about giving her chest compressions and mouth to mouth in a real creepy way? Sure. Is any of this gonna age poorly?
I...
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, so now Superman's very upset.
Very sad, but impossible for him to do anything about it now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he flies so fast around the world that he reverses time and saves Lois.
I thought he wasn't fast enough to stop two missiles.
Well, he didn't have the motivation of a dead Lois Lane.
And the potential death of millions wasn't enough?
No, and so then the day is saved. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a good movie. It's just the whole time travel thing.
What about it?
Oh, I'm just afraid that might create some kind of precedent. We can't have major superhero movies solving their problems with time travel. That'd be ridiculous.
So, you have a new Superman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we call it Superman 2.
No, I think it should have a different name than the first movie.
Right, so then I would call it Superman and then the number 2.
Now we're talking. So what happens in this thing?
Well, I figure like all good sequels, we start this off with an 8-minute recap of the first movie using clips from the first movie.
That seems kind of excessive.
Well, sir, people need to remember that the Marlon Brando character sent Zod off into space in a rectangle.
Actually, we can't use Marlon Brando in this one.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, well, we'll recap the first movie and pretend like that part happened entirely differently.
Perfect. So what happens when the actual movie starts?
Well, some frickin' terrorists are gonna blow up Paris with a hydrogen bomb, so Superman launches it into space.
Seems like a lot to launch a whole city into space.
No, he just launches the bomb.
That's a better strategy, yep.
But the explosion frees Zod and his two best friends from their space rectangle.
Oh, they were floating past Earth? What are the odds of that?
100%. There was no way I wasn't gonna write that.
What a fun fact.
So Zod and Ursa and Non land on the moon and kill a couple of astronauts there.
Very impolite.
And they find out about Earth, so they decide to head over there and rule.
Oh, they want to rule Earth?
They just seem to want to rule something. They don't really seem to care what it is.
That's very open-minded of them. We need more of that kind of mentality.
I guess. So on Earth, they have Superman-like powers, like super strength and flight and eye lasers.
They're bulletproof. They can't be hurt.
Only by snakes, sir. Only by snakes.
What?
So they fly over to Mount Rushmore and change those faces to their faces with a single laser zap each.
What again?
And meanwhile, Superman and Lois Lane are off in Niagara Falls working on a story.
Okay.
And while they're there, a child starts falling for several minutes, so Superman saves it.
Nice. Thank God that kid was falling for so long.
Yeah, but then Lois pieces together that Clark Kent is Superman, so she jumps into the rushing water to force him to save her.
So he turns into Superman?
No, he keeps pretending to be Clark, but he does laser a tree for her so she can save herself.
How does he know she wouldn't bash her head on a rock or something?
Well, we're not even halfway through the movie, sir. He knows that wouldn't happen now.
Oh, this guy's reading the script? He's got all kinds of powers.
Yeah, so Lois is like, geez, I guess you really aren't Superman.
Well, it's crazy the lengths he'll go to protect his secret identity.
It sure is, sir. So in the very next scene, he falls into a fireplace and she figures out his secret identity.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie. So now that she knows, he decides to fly her to the Fortress of Solitude for a nice little dinner.
Oh, lovely.
And then she says she's gonna go change into something more comfortable.
Did they stop along the way to get her pajamas?
I guess so. And meanwhile, Superman starts talking to a hologram of his mom, and she's like, hey, if you love a human, you must give up your powers.
Why?
Because she says he's gotta.
But why, though?
Because she said so.
Well, okay, then.
And she says the thing is, if he gives up his powers, there's no turning back.
Jeez, I mean, that's an important thing to consider. You know, as Superman, he saves countless lives all the time.
Yeah, for sure. But see, the thing is, he really wants to sleep with this woman from work.
Understandable. Yeah, that's a good counterpoint for sure.
So he gets into this machine that takes away his powers and gives him normal civilian clothes.
Oh, cool feature.
So then Lois, who was madly in love with Superman, is like, wow, I can't believe you gave up being Superman for me.
I guess that's romantic.
So now they want hamburgers, so they start driving around looking for a spot.
Did Superman have a car stored at the Fortress of Solitude?
Sure seems that way.
But then inside this diner, Superman gets beat up, and they see that Zod has taken over the country, so Clark is like, well, geez, I guess I better go get my powers back.
Well, that's gonna be tough. His hollow mom said there was no going back.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he walks all the way back to the North Pole and finds a little green kryptonite thing, and so that settles that. He's all set.
Oh, well, his hollow mom made it sound impossible to turn it back.
Yeah, well, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so meanwhile, Lex Luthor, remember from the first movie?
He's from the first movie.
Yeah, so he escapes from prison.
How does he manage that?
Well, he invented a little projector in his cell that shows an image of him, but the guards see that the light's still on in his cell after lights out, so he almost gets caught.
Seems like he could have just turned off the lights and bought himself a lot more time.
Yeah, well, he invents a projector instead. So he tells Zod that if he wants to find Superman, he needs to go to the Daily Planet and find Lois Lane.
And what's in it for Lex Luthor?
Ah, Australia.
Oh.
Okay.
So Zod goes to the Daily Planet and Superman shows up to save the day.
Oh boy.
So they fight for a little bit and Zod realizes that Superman's weakness is that he cares about people.
He does.
So the bad guys use their powers to start blowing everybody in the streets.
Oh!
That sentence would have been a lot clearer if there was like a clip playing over me so you could see what I was talking about.
That'd be nuts.
Anyway, then Superman lures them to the Fortress of Solitude.
Luring people to your lair is tight.
And they do some more fighting there. They multiply themselves. Superman throws a plastic S at one of them.
He has the power to throw plastic S's.
Yes, sir.
As a child of Krypton, sometimes he can throw a cellophane logo at people.
Well, okay then.
And then Superman's gonna make them all think that he's getting into the machine that takes away your Superman powers, but in reality, he reversed the machine to take away their powers if they're outside of it.
Oh, so Zod and his buddies get some normal civilian outfits?
No, they just lose their powers.
Yeah. So then they murder the bad guys and save the day.
Oh my god.
But now Superman decides he doesn't want Lois knowing his secret identity, so he gives her a big kiss that wipes her memory.
A memory-wiping kiss, huh? That has some pretty messed up implications.
No, it doesn't. And oh, by the way, there's a picture of Bill Cosby hanging on the wall at the Daily Planet.
Why'd you bring that up?
I don't know. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie. Do you think people will be mad about Superman killing Zod, though?
Why would anyone get mad at something like that?
So, you have a new Superman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna meet our main character, Gus Gorman, right?
Is Superman not the main character?
Not really, no. Gus Gorman's kind of our guy in this one.
Oh. Okay, so what's his deal?
Well, he really needs a job, so he takes a computer class and turns out he's great at computers, which is something you're born with or not good at all at. You know, you can't learn that.
Is that how computer programming works?
It might be, yeah.
Huh!
So he gets hired at this company and then programs the computer to send him all these fractions of cents that are being lost in payroll. It's a practice called salami slicing.
Delicious sounding crimes are tight.
Yeah, but the head of the company, Lex Luthor, catches him.
Gene Hackman's not doing this one.
Oh, okay, the head of the company, Webster, catches him.
Oh, great name, what's his deal?
Well, he's like Lex Luthor, except you just told me he's not.
Interesting character, very cool.
So Webster's been looking for a guy good at computers because he wants to control the weather.
Which theoretically early 1980s computers can do.
See, nobody actually understands computers, so we can say that they can do whatever we want.
That's actually a great point. And once this whole computer fad is over, nobody will be any the wiser.
Yeah,
so this movie's gonna age great.
Amazing, so why does he want to control the weather?
Well, he wants to destroy Colombian coffee fields so he can control the market.
Very evil. Oh, hey, could I hear about Superman a little bit, please?
I mean, we should really stick to Gus Gorman.
Just a little.
Okay, fine. Well, Superman's still working at the Daily Planet.
And what's going on there?
An office bingo game that we're gonna revisit a shocking number of times throughout the movie.
What?
And then also Superman gets invited to his high school reunion, and he wants to write a story about that for the paper.
Is Lois Lane gonna go with them?
No, actually, she's barely gonna be in the movie. She's gonna show everyone a bikini and take off on vacation to Bermuda.
Did she just come into the office to show people a bikini and leave?
Yes, so Clark takes off to Smallville, but along the way, he crosses a big old fire at a chemical plant.
Uh-oh, sounds like a job for Superman.
You betcha. So he sneaks into the back of a cop car and then comes out the other side dressed as Superman.
Did he just leave his Clark Kent clothes and glasses and wallet in the back of a police car?
Hey, shut up. So he finds some acid that he's told cannot heat up or it's gonna explode in a real bad way.
Uh-oh, gonna be hard to keep that cool, I bet.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he flies to a nearby lake, freezes the top layer, flies back with it, and drops it on the building.
Why not just breathe his ice breath onto the thing that needs to stay cool?
Because.
So then he heads back to Smallville and reconnects with Lana Lang.
Ew, that's a lady's name.
Ew, but now it's Gorman time.
Oh, we're back to Gus Gorman.
You know it, sir. So in order to make bad weather in Colombia using computers, Gus has been sent to Smallville to use the computers at a subsidiary of the company so that it can't be traced back to them.
How would that not be traceable if it's one of their companies?
Computer reasons.
So he starts messing around on the computer and causes a bunch of problems that computers are definitely capable of causing.
Like what?
Like immediately overbilling someone at a department store and making those two little traffic guys get into a fight.
Wow, computers are fascinating.
They sure are, sir.
So he finally gets those storms going, but Superman stops them.
Oh, sweet. We're gonna get some Superman action.
Well, actually, I thought it might be fun to have Gus explain what Superman did and then just get little glimpses of him doing it.
Really into this Gus Gorman guy, huh?
Deeply, for some reason. And then after he's done explaining in a funny way, he's gonna accidentally ski off the top of a skyscraper. paper.
Oh, so he dies?
Well, no, sir. He's wearing skis, so he just kind of lands in traffic and takes off.
What are you talking about?
Real funny stuff. So then Webster tells Gus to kill Superman by making some synthetic kryptonite.
Uh-oh.
But Gus can't figure out one of the elements, so he just uses tar instead.
Okay.
So then he dresses up as a military guy and gives Superman this big green rock as a gift.
Wouldn't Superman be kind of wary of big green rocks?
You'd think so, but the thing is... No.
Oh, all right.
But then since this isn't real kryptonite, it doesn't kill Superman. It just makes him kind of mean.
What do you mean?
Well, he becomes a little rascal. Like, he straightens out the Leaning Tower of Pisa and he puts out the Olympic Flame.
The fake kryptonite makes him a little prankster.
Not just a prankster, sir. He's unhinged.
He is?
Yeah, like, he goes to a bar and he flicks some peanuts at some glass bottles.
Whoa, this guy doesn't give a shit.
And then this lady that works for Webster seduces Superman into causing a big oil spill in exchange for just going to town on her.
Oh.
So then our main guy, Gus Gorman, gets Webster to make a supercomputer based on some designs he scribbled onto a napkin.
He wouldn't need any more details than that?
Absolutely not. So Webster immediately has a giant computer built inside a cave.
But how's Superman gonna help if he's now an evil peanut-flicking freak?
We'll see Clark and evil Superman separate from each other and have a big old fight.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, and it seems like evil Superman's gonna win, but then Clark chokes him out and he vanishes.
Was that fight happening in his head, or?
There's no way to know exactly what I meant by that, so then it's time to fight the supercomputer.
Oh boy, here we go. So does he fly into it and blow it up?
Well, actually, first he tries just slowly walking towards it.
Interesting strategy. How does that work out?
Not great. It shoots a bubble at him and he can't breathe in the bubble.
Doesn't he kind of regularly fly into outer space?
He can't breathe in the bubble at all. So then Gus feels bad, so he actually helps Superman out.
Oh, full redemption. All is forgiven now.
Exactly. And then this computer absorbs Webster's sister Vera and turns her into a robot.
Oh, you know what might be fun is that if we use this scene as an opportunity to give nightmares to an entire generation of children.
What?
I've always wanted to give nightmares to an entire generation of children.
All right. Okay. Yeah, sure. So we'll make sure that that scene gives nightmares to an entire generation of kids. Yeah, okay.
Amazing.
Anyway, then Superman heats up some acid and kills the computer.
Fantastic.
And then he drops Gus Gorman off with some guys, and Gus wants to show these guys he's friends with Superman, so he does that t-shirt opening thing, you know?
Wouldn't that shirt opening thing mean that he knows that Clark Kent is Superman?
Hey, shut up about that forever, and then we're done. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie, you know? And it's kind of scary what computers can hypothetically do.
Yeah, for sure. If you're not careful with computers, people can use them to do some pretty morally bankrupt stuff.
So, you have a new Superman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Now, people didn't really seem to like the last one, and I think I know why.
Is it because it was essentially a slapstick comedy and Richard Pryor was the main character for some reason?
No, it's because Lex Luthor wasn't in it.
Oh, good. Okay, that's an easy fix.
Yeah, so Lex is back, and he's gonna bust out of prison again.
Oh, how does he get out this time?
Well, his funky nephew Lenny gets two prison guards to go inside his cool car, which he then remote controls to drive off a cliff, so they head out of there.
Oh, very sneaky. And so what's going on with Superman?
Well, sir, a child is gonna pressure him into getting involved in international geopolitics.
What?
Yeah, see, this little kid says that Superman should get rid of all the nukes, and because the Daily Planet gets purchased and turned into a tabloid, they run with the story.
So Superman kinda has to get involved?
Exactly, and because Superman's all torn up about this, he decides to reveal his secret identity to Lois again and fly her around.
Oh, right, because he kissed her and made her forget his identity in Superman 2.
That's right, so she makes him feel a lot more confident that he's gonna do the right thing.
Wow, well, it's gonna be nice to have her support with his big secret.
Oh no, he kisses her again and wipes her memory once more.
Well, that seems kind of messed up.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So then he scoops up all the planet's nukes and puts them into a giant space net.
Which is a thing he has access to.
Yes, and then he launches that into the sun, which puts an end to the threat of nuclear war.
What's to stop all the nations from making more nukes?
Hey, shut up. But then the fact that Superman did that actually plays into Lex Luthor's evil plan.
What's his plan?
Well, he and his nephew go to this museum that has a strand of Superman's hair on display, showing that it's so strong it can hold up to 1,000 pounds, right?
Okay.
So they cut the hair and steal it for themselves.
Well, how are they able to just cut through super strong hair?
By doing it.
That works.
So then they use that to create a genetic matrix.
What's that?
A computery thing.
That's all the explanation I need. It's the 1980s.
It sure is, sir. So then they get Superman to unknowingly throw that into the sun, which of course creates life.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it creates someone called Nuclear Man, and he is evil.
Why?
Because.
Got it.
But meanwhile, Superman's dealing with a wacky sitcom situation.
What do you mean?
He
Chicken agreed to a double date where he has to be both Clark and Superman. What?
Why would he agree to that?
Hijinks.
Oh, sick. So who are the ladies?
Well, there's Lois, and then there's Lacey, who's the daughter of the guy who bought the Daily Planet, and she really likes Clark.
Ew.
But then he has to leave the date because he's got to go fight Nuclear Man, who wants to destroy him real bad.
Why does Nuclear Man want to destroy him?
Because that's what he wants to do. So they have this big old fight, and Nuclear Man destroys a bunch of stuff like the Great Wall of China, which Superman now has to fix.
Yikes, well that's gonna be a tough one to put back together.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he uses his Great Wall of China rebuilding vision power, and so that does the trick nicely.
Well, thank God he had that specific superpower.
I know, right? And then Nuclear Man also makes a volcano erupt, so Superman has to cut the top off a mountain to plug that up.
Wouldn't that just create more pressure inside the volcano?
No, it's like covering a boiling pot. That just stops the process and cools it off.
Well, that's not how that works.
Well, listen, sir, that explains why all my houses have burned down. So then Nuclear Man scratches Superman with his fancy little nails, and that makes him sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but Superman has a crystal that'll make him feel better, so he uses that crystal to make himself feel better.
Smart move. Good use of the crystal that makes him feel better.
Oh, yeah. But then Nuclear Man sees a photo of Lacey, so he's obsessed with her now.
Becoming obsessed with a random woman you've only seen a picture of once is tight.
Yeah.
So what does he do?
Well, he heads to the Daily Planet and asks Superman, where is the woman? And Superman's like, you'll never find her.
How does he even know who this guy's talking about?
Unclear. So then Superman puts him in an elevator, which deactivates him, because if there's not direct sun on him, he loses his power.
Oh, okay.
And he flies him to the moon, but now that he's in space, the sun can shine on him through a little crack in the elevator, so he gets his power back.
Well, the sun also reaches the Earth. You don't have to be in space for it to hit you.
Hey, shut up again. So then they have a big old fight, and Nuclear Man goes to get Lacey and brings her up into space.
Oh, so she dies?
No.
How?
By living.
I guess that makes sense. She can't have died if she is living.
And then Superman's gonna think of something real clever. He's gonna push the moon in front of the sun to block it out.
Isn't that gonna impact the Earth, like mess with the tides?
No. It has no effect on any brand of laundry detergent whatsoever.
What?
So then Superman saves Lacey and drops Nuclear Man into a power plant.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And then he gives a big old public speech about world peace and drops Lex and Lenny off in prison.
Amazing.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie, you know. Did you have anybody in mind to play that Lenny Luthor character?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, someone who's just the opposite of Lex Luthor. Someone you could never see playing Lex Luthor.
So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
I was thinking we make a Superman movie.
Well, comic book movies aren't really all that popular, and I don't really foresee that ever happening.
Well, I think it's worth a shot, sir. I was thinking we do kind of a follow-up to the Christopher Reeve Superman movies 1 and 2.
What about Superman 3 and 4?
No!
Oh, my God, okay.
So anyway, at the beginning of this one, we find out that Superman left Earth for like 5 years because he wanted to go look at some space rocks.
Did he have fun? Did he find anything cool?
Nope, he didn't, and now he's back.
Oh, okay.
So he saves Lois from this big plane crash thing, and then she's like, hey, it's kind of messed up that you left for 5 years and didn't even say goodbye.
Wait, he just left without even telling her he was going to space?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's kind of a jerk.
Nope, he's the best. And so anyway, then as Clark Kent, he goes back to the Daily Planet and gets his old job back, because, you know, Clark Kent has been gone for 5 years as well.
Wait, nobody makes the connection that Clark Kent and Superman returned on the same day after the exact same amount of time of being gone.
That's what we're going with. I mean, these are the same people that are fooled by a pair of glasses, you know?
Oh, my. Listen, sir, I don't know how you got into my office or what you want, but I don't have any cash under $100 bills.
Oh, my God. Sorry, sir. It's me.
Oh, my God. That was kind of creepy, actually. It was kind of like looking at in a mirror in a way.
My bad, sir.
Like one of those funhouse mirrors where one side's really ugly and weird.
Well,
anyway, so what else happens?
Oh, well, Superman's going to find out that Lois is now married and has a 5-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be sad about that.
Yeah.
Because now he can't sleep with her.
Why would you say no? It's because of love.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Anyway, then because he's so sad, he starts watching them in their home at night using his X-ray vision.
What?
No, it's not creepy.
It's a little creepy. No, scratch that. It's very, very creepy.
It's just a little light romantic stalking.
Oh, God. Does Superman belong in jail? It sounds like maybe he does.
No jail could hold him. He can stalk who he wants.
Oh!
Romantically.
All right. So anyway, what bad guy is Superman going up against?
Well, you know, we gotta bring Lex Luthor back, sir.
Oh boy, that freaking evil mastermind. What kind of evil plan's he cooking up?
Oh, you're gonna like this. It's so evil. He sleeps with a really old woman.
What?
Frequent intercourse with a 90-year-old woman makes her fall in love with him.
What are you talking about?
She tells him he made her feel pleasures she had never imagined.
What is going on?
And then right before she dies, he gets her to leave her fortune to him.
Yeah, I guess that was pretty evil.
It was, for sure. Because, see, he needed money after being released from prison.
Didn't he have organized a bank heist or something? My God.
Nope, had to go this route. Had to shut his eyes and get in there.
All right, well, anyway, why was he released from prison?
Well, see, because since Superman was off-planet, he didn't show up to court, and they had no choice but to let Lex go.
That's not how the court system works.
It might be, though. Anyway, now that he has money, it's time for his real evil plan.
Oh, boy, here we go. What's his plan?
To use some crystals and kryptonite to make a big old island made out of crystals and rocks and stuff.
Okay.
Then he's gonna have an island and sell it to people.
Why would anyone buy that?
Well, because see, he says the creation of this island is gonna cause, like, tsunamis and stuff. It's gonna kill 1 billion people.
Well, then why would the survivors want to move to the natural disaster that caused all of that?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this plan, okay? He wants to make an island and sell it.
All right.
So Lois sneaks onto this yacht to investigate this whole thing, and she brings her kid with her.
Why would she bring a child to an investigation like that?
Interesting you should bring that up, because there is a reason. And it's because she's not a good, she's a bad mom.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, not good motherly instinct. So they both get kidnapped.
Oh no.
And then we're gonna have this really tense scene where the kid is playing piano with a bad guy and Lois is frantically trying to send a fax asking for help.
Oh, desperate faxes are tight.
Yeah, but then the bad guy sees her and attacks her and the kid freaking launches the piano at him?
Ah, so he's Superman's son.
Exactly, because remember in Superman 2 they hooked up?
Right, didn't he wipe her memory of that ever happening? Though?
He did.
So from her perspective, this is all very confusing and horrifying.
Oh, you know, now that you mention it, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Jeez.
Anyway, so Superman gets this fax that she sent out, so he gets in the elevator and flies away.
But does the elevator not have a ceiling?
Hey, shut up. But so then it's a trap and there's kryptonite there, so his powers don't work.
Oh, no.
And Lex Luthor freaking stabs him.
Oh, no, again, once more.
But then he's gonna get saved by Lois and her husband, and then he flies up and kind of gets his batteries recharged by the sun.
A very solar-powered Kryptonian.
Yeah,
and so now he's gotta go lift this big continent into space.
Oh, wait, so the island is made?
Yeah.
So did 1 billion people die?
No.
But you said...
I said no such thing.
Okay.
So now Superman's gotta lift this continent into space, but the freaking thing's, like, made of kryptonite.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, see, he's Superman, so he's... You know, he's very strong.
Didn't just being near kryptonite in the last scene make him lose his powers completely?
Hey, shut up. So then he launches a continent into space, and then he's Jesus for a second, and then he falls down to Earth.
Oh no, is he okay?
Yeah, we're gonna pretend for a second like he's not, but he's Superman, so, you know, he's fine.
Right, okay, that makes sense. So wait, are there any action, like, fight scenes in the movie?
Well, he's gonna lift a plane, he's gonna lift a car, he's gonna lift, you know, the fake island.
Those are all just scenes of him lifting things.
Yeah, most of the action scenes are him lifting things, yeah.
All right, I guess that'll be fun to watch.
And then it's gonna be super romantic because Lois is gonna be unfaithful to her husband for a second, and then Superman's gonna be like, hey, if you ever need me, I guess, call?
I don't know, I gotta go.
He's leaving again, he's not gonna help his son after missing the first 5 years of his life.
Yeah, he's not super interested, he's gotta go.
I mean, fair enough, I guess.
And so that's about it, what do you think?
Well, you know, I do think it's gonna be fun to bring Superman back to the big screen, you know, lock a new actor into the role.
Oh yeah.
I actually have this Brandon Routh guy in mind, he's gonna be great. We can lock him in for the long haul.
So, we're bringing Batman into the DCEU.
That's right.
And you know, I was thinking, everybody's already kind of seen Batman's origin story.
Oh yeah, everybody's seen that like 1,000 times.
Exactly, so I figure let's do it again.
Oh.
Yeah, but this time we'll do it super slowly.
Ooh, slow motion? That is so cool.
Yeah, you like slow-mo?
Oh yes, I do. In fact, let's use it in all the scenes, every scene.
Oh, really? Every scene?
Yeah.
I mean, the script is already kind of long. I feel like that might extend the runtime to over 3 hours.
Well, we could just cut out some scenes at random then.
At random? What if some important stuff gets cut?
Even better.
What do you mean?
Well, if people want the movie to make more sense, they can pay for an ultimate edition.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
Or maybe evil?
No, it's smart.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyway, what happens in the movie?
Well, first off, Batman is mad at Superman because when Superman was fighting Zod in Man of Steel, somebody close to him got killed.
Was it Robin?
No.
Alfred?
Nope.
Lucius?
Uh-uh.
Well, who was it?
It was Jack.
Who's Jack?
He works at Wayne Enterprises as a financial advisor.
Is he like from the comics or something?
No, I made him up. Gotcha. Anyway, we're gonna have Lex Luthor orchestrate a plan to get Batman and Superman to fight each other.
Oh, Lex Luthor is in this.
Yeah, but this isn't your typical Lex Luthor.
How so?
Well, he's young, he has hair, he likes candy, and he makes really high-pitched Mickey Mouse noises like... Oh, so he's like... a toddler?
No, he's like 30.
Wow, so what's his plan?
Oh, it's super simple. First, he has to find out the secret identities of Batman and Superman, then lure Lois Lane to Africa to interview a rebel general, but then sabotage it by outing a CIA operative named Jimmy so they can capture Lois and Superman shows up. Then he has to make sure all the rebels get murdered and that Superman gets blamed for the whole thing. Also, he has to make sure that someone from that African village will lie to Congress about that so they force Superman to testify. Then he's gonna force feed candy to a guy and ask Congress for an import license because he wants to use kryptonite to make a weapon in exchange for access to General Zod's body, and also he needs to steal Zod's fingerprints. Then, since Batman brands criminals for some reason, Luthor will hire other inmates to kill those criminals in jail because that'll make Superman want to investigate Batman instead of doing his actual job, which is to cover football for the paper. Then he has to send some crazy stuff in the mail, then invite both of them to the same event and introduce them to each other in a very excited and suspicious way, even though there's no real reason to be introducing Bruce Wayne to low-level journalist Clark Kent. Then Lex has to blow up the Capitol building via a rigged wheelchair and a former Wayne employee, so people will be mad that Superman didn't stop the explosion somehow. Lex assumes that this will send Batman over the edge, and luckily for him, it does. Then Lex will access the Kryptonian spaceship for his backup plan of combining his DNA with Zod's body to make a giant monster with alien science or whatever. He'll call that thing Doomsday, kidnap Lois Lane, kidnap Superman's mom, tell Superman to kill Batman or she dies. Then hope that Superman doesn't explain the situation to Batman and that they just fight each other.
Oh. Okay, simple enough.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Cool.
Yeah, so instead of explaining the situation right away to Batman, Superman will be like, Bruce, I gotta talk to you. Bruce. Bruce, listen. Listen to me, Bruce. Bruce, this is important. Bruce, I'm gonna say something important.
And so then they fight?
Yes, they do. For a couple of minutes.
Very cool.
But then Batman finds out that Superman's mom has the same name as his mom.
That makes them stop fighting?
Yeah, because it makes Batman realize, oh, this guy has a mom. He can't be that bad. Every concern I had about this super powerful alien is gone.
Interesting.
And so they're gonna team up to fight the giant Doomsday monster that Lex somehow knew how to make.
How does that go?
Well, they manage to kill it, but Superman dies in the process.
Oh, well, I mean, he's not really dead, right?
Of course not.
Obviously.
But we will spend a long time pretending like he is.
Even though nobody's gonna buy that?
Even though nobody's gonna buy that.
Cool.
So, listen, we also have to kind of use this movie to set up the Justice League film. Is that gonna be hard to shoehorn in there?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, actually way ahead of you on that one. Batman is gonna meet Wonder Woman at Lex's party.
Oh, why is she there?
Because.
Gotcha, and they're gonna go on kind of a side quest to uncover the other heroes?
No, but what they will do, and people are gonna love this, is send each other some emails.
Why are people gonna love that?
Well, think about it. What is the big thing missing from the modern superhero movie?
I feel like you're gonna say emails, but...
Emails! People wanna see superheroes email each other.
Alright, I mean, you seem really excited about emails.
Oh, I am.
Great, well, I hope people share your excitement.
Yeah, so these emails are gonna have attachments of video files showing the other heroes.
You know what? I guess that is pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah, it's much more efficient than taking the time to set up these characters before jumping into the big team-up movie.
Oh yeah, Marvel wishes they thought of an email scene.
Oh yeah, they're kicking themselves.
So what do you think of the movie overall?
Meh, doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Look, we have Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in the same movie. We could do anything we want and everyone's gonna love it.
Oh, really?
Listen to me. Everyone.
So you have a Superman script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
That sounds like fun.
No.
No?
Yeah, no, it's gonna be real serious and real gritty.
Oh, it is.
Right, because remember how the Dark Knight trilogy made a bunch of money?
Are you kidding me? That's all I think about ever.
Yeah, so I figure we could do that dark, gritty origin thing again, but this time with Superman.
Do you think it matters that Superman is much more of a hopeful and colorful hero than the Dark Knight?
I don't think anything matters.
Interesting worldview. Alright, so what happens in the movie?
Well, the planet Krypton is about to explode, so Superman's dead.
dad, Jor-El, is planning on sending him off to Earth.
Aren't any other Kryptonians gonna leave the planet too?
No, Jor-El tells this council that everyone on this planet is already dead.
If they're gonna put a baby Superman on a spaceship, why can't they put other people on spaceships too?
Because.
Fair enough.
Anyway, then this bad guy Zod is gonna try to take over and they're gonna stop him.
Oh, so what do they do with him?
Well, they banish him from the planet.
So they can launch a baby into space and they can launch bad guys into space, but they have to stay on a planet that's gonna explode?
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so Superman's gonna be raised as Clark Kent in Kansas, and his adoptive father wants him to keep his identity a secret.
Okay.
So when Clark is a kid and he saves a bunch of kids from drowning, his dad's like, maybe you shouldn't have done that.
What?
Yeah, he's like, you know, your secret is that important. You probably should have just stood around and watched all your classmates drown.
Wow, he must really care about that secret.
Yeah, so anyway, then he tells Clark about the time that he brought a bit of his spaceship stuff to a specialist who told him it wasn't from this Earth.
Wait, so Clark has to keep it a secret, but he can bring some space junk to a guy?
That's right.
Wow, super unfair.
And then we're gonna have this thing where Pa Kent dies in a tornado because he doesn't want Clark to help him.
Why?
Because if a person saves someone from a tornado, that person is automatically an alien.
Feels like there might be other conclusions people would come to before that one.
Well, Pa Kent doesn't want to risk it, so he lets himself die.
Huh.
Anyway, so when Clark is older, he's confronted by this jerk at a truck stop bar, and he restrains himself from kicking the guy's butt.
Oh, that's great. It's important to show that he's the bigger man, and plus this way he won't draw attention to himself.
Yeah, but then he's gonna impale the guy's truck on some massive logs.
What?
Yeah, then he leaves.
That's much more suspicious and also makes him seem like a petty character.
Yeah, but it's gonna look cool visually.
Oh, it is. Okay, never mind the story and character and theme.
Great.
So what else happens in the movie? Is Lois Lane in it?
You bet, and she also has superpowers.
What do you mean?
Well, she can survive in minus 40 weather with no problem at all. She can teleport across the city to show up where she needs to be. And she's somehow able to resist the pull of a massive gravity machine.
Those are some pretty impressive powers.
Yeah, so anyway, later in the movie, Superman and Zod are gonna have this massive fight in Metropolis.
So Clark is gonna lure Zod away from the city?
No, he's gonna punch him through some buildings.
Okay, but then he's gonna lure him away from the city?
No, he's gonna punch him through some buildings for 40 minutes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So many people are gonna die you don't even know.
Feels like it's gonna be difficult to keep a fight scene interesting for 40 minutes.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna keep things spicy by throwing in some, you know, extremely generic dialogue.
How generic are we talking?
Well, Zod's gonna be like, there's only one way this thing ends, Cal. Either I die or you do.
Wow.
And also Clark is gonna be like, you're a monster, Zod, and I'm gonna stop you.
That is so incredibly generic. I love it.
Also, Superman and Lois Lane are gonna kiss.
Why?
Well, he saved her from falling, and also they're like an iconic couple, right?
Right, but did we build up a romance between them in the movie?
Not really.
And aren't they standing in the middle of a bunch of dead bodies and destroyed buildings?
Yeah, it's gonna be super romantic.
You have a pretty weird concept of romance.
Yeah, I had a weird childhood.
Weird childhoods are tight.
Oh yeah, brother.
So how does the movie end?
Well, Zod is about to use his heat vision to kill a family, so Superman has to stop him before he does.
So he grabs him and flies away with him?
No.
He uses super speed to get the family out of the way?
No, sir, he doesn't.
He steps in front of the blast and takes the hit himself?
No, he breaks Zod's neck.
What?
Yeah, and then he screams because he's so upset that he had to do that.
Feels like there were a lot of other options, though.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, so yeah, then the city's destroyed and thousands of people are dead and Superman killed someone.
Wow, how are we gonna deal with the aftermath of that?
We're not. We're gonna jump forward in time.
Oh, we're not gonna deal with the consequences?
No, that would be super difficult. Very much an inconvenience.
Fair enough.
Yeah, maybe in a future movie or something. I don't know.
Well, okay then.
So yeah, we're gonna jump forward in time and have Superman destroy a $12 million military drone and be like, stop following me, you jerk.
Wow.
And then he's gonna get hired at the Daily Planet despite having no experience.
And people aren't gonna realize that he's Superman?
No, because he has glasses.
Oh, I figured since we were going the gritty route, we would do away with that whole glasses hide his identity thing.
No, that stays.
If you say so.
So what do you think?
Well, honestly, man, as long as this lays the groundwork for the DCEU, I'm happy, you know?
I hear ya. Justice League movie, here we come.
Oh yeah, that's when we're really gonna cash in on these superheroes.
So, you have a new Superman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh boy, this is gonna be so dark and depressing.
Actually, I was thinking the exact opposite.
Oh, so you mean we're gonna include some jokes like, he's right behind me, isn't he? And, well, that just happened.
Well, you know, hopefully a step up from that.
Impossible. Those are the funniest jokes in the world. That's why Marvel uses them so much.
I'm just thinking we make this a little more lighthearted and infuse some jokes here and there.
Here and there? What does that mean?
Everywhere.
Oh my god.
Let no scene go unjoked.
Okay.
So anyway, in this movie, Superman's gonna lose a fight for the first time ever.
Oh boy, I can't wait to watch what that's gonna be like with my eyes and see it.
Oh no, the movie starts immediately after that happens.
Oh. But don't worry, sir, Superman's constantly gonna get his butt kicked in this movie.
What?
Just manhandled and womanhandled over and over again.
Alright.
So anyway, with the help of Crypto the dog, he gets back to the Fortress of Solitude and gets patched up by robots and sunshine.
Well, great!
So then he goes back to the fight and gets beat up again by this dude.
Who is this guy that keeps beating up Superman?
Well, he's the Hammer of Boravia.
Oh.
Except he's not.
Oh, he's not.
He's actually a masked metahuman named Ultraman.
Oh, he is.
Kind of not.
What are you talking... Who is this guy?
Well, see, under the mask, he's actually a clone of Superman being controlled by Lex Luthor.
Is he?
Yes, I'm done with the identity twists.
Or am I?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. And how does Lex control this guy?
Well, he shouts commands at his henchmen, and those commands are various fight moves, so he's able to beat Superman that way.
Isn't Superman, like, incredibly fast?
Well, yeah, but his speed is no match for the speed of a guy yelling orders at another guy who then enters the orders into a computer, and then a clone does those moves.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't leave a lot of reaction time.
So anyway, also Clark and Lois are dating, and she knows he's Superman.
Oh, interesting. Dynamic.
And he agrees to be interviewed by her as Superman, but they get into a little argument.
How come?
Because maybe he did a little war crime, maybe not.
Been there.
He may have slightly tortured a world leader.
Torture-related relationship troubles are tight.
Yeah, see, he stopped this powerful fictional nation from attacking a less powerful fictional nation.
Fiction is wild. What an imagination you have.
Thank you. And now Lex wants to distract Superman so he can go fiddle around in the Fortress of Solitude, so he releases a kaiju in Metropolis.
Extremely rude.
So Superman wants to stop this thing without killing it, but then this trio of heroes called the Justice Gang pop in, and they just straight up kill the thing.
Oh, the Justice Gang, huh? We should have them bicker about their name throughout the whole movie.
What?
That's one of the funniest things you can do in a superhero movie. That's why Marvel does that so much.
Okay, I guess. So the Justice Gang is this Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, and then there's Hawk Girl, and then there's Mr. Terrific,
the guy from Shark Tank?
No, and so Lex and his goons, they decrypt this message from Superman's parents, and turns out they wanted him to take over the world, so they broadcast that to Earth.
Well, how can they be sure it's not fake?
Well, Mr. Terrific tells Superman he knows the guys that verified this, and they're legit.
Well, couldn't Lex have bribed or threatened them?
Impossible! Get all the way off my back about that!
Okay, let me get off of that thing.
So then another big monster attacks the city.
Oh no, so what does Superman do?
He lets the Justice Gang handle it. He's gotta go talk about his feelings.
Fair enough.
So then he decides to
explain himself to the world and reassure everyone he means them no harm,
turn himself in.
That works too.
And the government gives them to Lex, who shoves him in a prison cell in a pocket universe.
How can he keep Superman in a cell?
See, Lex also captured this guy Metamorpho, who can turn himself into things, so he turns himself into Kryptonite.
Why would he do that?
Because Lex kidnapped his little baby.
Oh my goodness.
So they work together, and along with the help of Crypto and Mr. Terrific and Lois, they get out of the pocket universe.
Hey, if Lex wants Superman dead, why not just kill him right away with this Kryptonite dude?
Well, because then the movie would be over, and it's not quite time for that yet.
Understandable, carry on.
So now freaking Lex opens an unstable portal to the pocket universe and creates a dimensional rift that starts splitting Metropolis.
Oh, those are words.
Dangerous words. So Metropolis literally starts getting torn in half.
Wow, so tons of people must die.
Well, no, because they evacuate the city.
Just a city full of people all manage to leave immediately?
Yes, but now at the exact same time, that freaking one nation wants to attack the other one again.
Oh man, gonna be tough to deal with both those things at once.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
see, Superman sends Hawk Girl and Guy Gardner and Metamorpho to go handle that over there, because teamwork makes the dream work.
What do we call that teamwork?
Delegation makes the dream work.
There it is.
So anyway, then Mr. Terrific manages to close the rift, and Lex admits that he orchestrated this whole thing to make the world hate Superman.
A very sneaky bald man.
And Lois exposes the truth to the world, so Lex, he's gonna be in big trouble.
Wow, well, just goes to show you, billionaires always get held accountable for their sketchy behavior.
Well,
sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I just think it's missing a little bit of hype building for the future of the DCU.
I could slap a quick cameo right at the end.
That'll do it.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.